Northwest Oklahoma can appear to be flat and uneventful. After all, it's part of the Great Plains. But just like the rest of this dynamic state, surprises await for those who travel. I'm Mitch Watson, the Two Wheeling Reporter for KCCU series Traveling Texoma, and this week, I'm going batty. Prairie and wheat fields are about all there is to see in this region, but a route heading 30 miles northeast of Woodward can fix this problem quickly. In this area, massive reserves of gypsum have eroded into canyons and caves. Since 1953, the state of Oklahoma has boasted the world's largest developed gypsum cave open to the public.
The 2 o'clock tour will be departing in 5 minutes. Please assemble the...
Alabaster Caverns State Park was discovered sometime in the 1800s, but Charles Grass was the first person to own the land. He developed the caves and led tours until tuberculosis forced him to sell his lands. He won in order to continue his work, so he convinced the state to buy the property. Historical interpreter Kim LaFon says the park continues this tradition and leads guided cave tours daily.
And you travel up and down right around 330 stairs as you go through. And of course, stopping at various places so the guide can tell you about different aspects of the cave.
Some of those aspects include unique formations and interesting information. Tour guide Angie Smith says these caverns contain some very rare alabaster.
The most common shade is white, but it's also found in shades of gray, pink, rust, and even black. Now black is very rare. There have only been 3 veins of it found worldwide. A sample of our black alabaster is on display in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian Institute of Natural History on rotation there.
These cave tours aren't for everyone. Tour guides recommend people with breathing problems or claustrophobia abstain from the tour. And the tour can be slightly hazardous as well.
Ow! Ow, my head!
So be sure to listen when the tour guide says, watch your head. For adventurous people, Alabaster Caverns State Park is one of the only areas in the state to go wild caving, or spelunking in cave lingo. Obvious safety concerns arise, but the park tries its best to maintain the safety of its visitors by requiring certain equipment, such as multiple sources of light and water for each spelunker. LaFon says wild caving can be a messy activity.
Then we have 4 other caves on the park that range from 550 feet to 1,600 feet in length. And you crawl through those just as if you would have gone through those for the first time. You have to buy a permit here at the office, only allowed from April 1st through September 30th.
As with other areas, caves translate to bat shelter. The cavern's last count measured the bat population at over 10,000. LaFon says those wishing to see bats are advised to wait until winter.
If you go into the cave this time of year in the warmer months, we're lucky if we see one bat a day. They stay hidden a little more away from us, but if you come through between December and March, you can see thousands of hibernating bats roosting along the walls and the ceilings.
The park also serves as an educational resource. Lawton's MacArthur High School was able to take students out to the caves with funds from a grant. Biological science teacher Davison Virgil says even though the group hoped to see some bats, they were still able to learn from the trip.
They're identifying things like the wildflowers out there, any other type of the trees and things of that nature. So it's not just about the birds, but the landscaping, looking at the how things are formed and just thinking about things and asking them questions as we go along.
Whether the reason is adventure, entertainment, or education, Alabaster Caverns State Park rises up to the challenge. To learn more about this park, visit my website at twowheelingreporter.com, and that's spelled without a G. The website contains pictures, links, and more. For KCCU News, I'm Mitch Watson, the Two Wheeling Reporter. Don't forget to tune in on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays during Morning Edition and All Things Considered for another report on Travel in Texoma.